Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Dr. Soren Show, discussing health topics that matter to you. The views expressed on this show are those of Dr. Soren and his guest, and do not represent the views of Blue Sky Broadcasting. Consult your doctor before making any changes.
Welcome. This is Dr. Soren, and we're super excited about our show today. We're here live in the studio, and I've got Jim Zuberbühler, who is in charge of the Longbridge Swim. So we're going to be talking a lot about that. I've had you on previous years, but really exciting program, what they're doing for the community, not just fun and entertainment for everybody, but a wonderful program they do. And later on, around 12:30, we're going to have Ashley Holden from Idaho Pain Clinic, and she's going to be talking about a benefit she's heading up to support Kinderhaven, another wonderful nonprofit that really huge need in town. So really excited to hear from her and what's going on there. And they're doing a comedy show. It's going to be on August 4th. So she'll be here to talk about that. Thank you all for joining us. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Get ready for harvest and hunting season at Pro-X Home Decor Center. They have a full line of upright and chest freezers in stock now. Check out their line of in-stock refrigerator models with over 13 to choose from. Also in stock but in very limited supply, Harvest Right freeze dryers. A must for the serious food preservationist. See beautiful acacia butcher block countertops now at Pro-X Home Decor Center, your hometown everything store.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
At Bowes Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right? Just one sec. Bowes Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Idaho Forest Group is an icon in the forestry business. IFG is seeking employees with a mindset on innovation and an appetite for continuous learning to work in sawmills at various locations across North Idaho. IFG employees receive great benefits and respect in the community. A career with Idaho Forest Group brings opportunities to advance in an innovative and growing company focused on timber, talent, and technology. If IFG is right for you, go to ifg.com/careers and apply today.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Soren, and I'm here in the studio with Jim Zuberbühler. Now, what is your official title for the Longbridge Swim?
I'm called the race director.
You're the race director. So let's just start with the very basics at the beginning. What is the Longbridge Swim?
It's a 1.76-mile swim across the Longbridge, right across the lake, right next to the Longbridge, the pedestrian bridge, Soren.
Yes. So one of the things that my understanding makes this swim really unique, it's one of the few places in the country where you can have an open water swim where people can follow it all along.
That's right, because most open water swims, you're going out around buoys, so you see people leave and you see people come back, but you don't get to spectate the whole event. So in our case, you can watch your spouse, kids, you know, Uncle Bob, you know, whoever is swimming, you can watch the whole way. And that's highly unusual. It's one of the reasons we're consistently ranked in the top 100 open water swims in the world.
Really cool. So really incredible that that's happening here in Sandpoint. And because of the bridge, like you said, you can follow along, you can walk along and watch your whoever you're cheering for swim. So, just get the basics out of the way. When is it this year?
August 7th. Saturday, August 7th. We're always the first Saturday in August.
August. And if people are interested, we'll get this at the end again, but if people are interested, where would you recommend, what website?
Okay, the best place to go is longbridgeswim.org. Online registration will close on Thursday, August 5th. People have one more chance to register, and that is on-site at Sandpoint High School on Friday, August 6th. We'll have registration late that afternoon. They may register then. There is no same-day registration, so they cannot register on race day, Saturday, August 7th.
So if people are interested, go to the website, longbridgeswim.org. So anyway, a few of those basic things. But so that's really fun, exciting thing you do. You do a long bridge, you know, you do the swim that's unique. A lot of people come from all over the country.
And world.
And world, really.
Well, we have a family that's come from Barcelona for 10 years, Soren. And that was one of the things that was so hard last year with the pandemic. We have at least 50 to 75 people come from Canada. We have a whole bunch of Calgarians that come every year. We're very hopeful that the border will open this week and that the Canadians will be able to come. That was also really challenging because that's a big deal. In fact, we sing both the U.S. national anthem as well as the Canadian anthem to start because we have so many Canadians come. But we usually have people from at least 25 states and at least a dozen, maybe 20 countries each year. In fact, our overall female finisher a couple of years ago was from the UK.
Wow.
So not unusual at all. We have people from everywhere, and that's really a fun part of the swim.
Didn't a kid from Coeur d'Alene win it a couple of years back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, one of my very closest friends now, one of the swimmers from Calgary who's he'll be 63 this year. He's generally in the top 10 swimmers overall. And, he comes down every year. They now stay with us for the long weekend. We became friends through the swim. And it was really fun 2 years ago. He was reeling some of our high school swimmers in at age 61 then, which is really great.
Wow. So a 61-year-old was beating some of these kids, huh? That's good. It's good for those young kids. So that's one purpose of it, is to have fun, entertainment, just a fun event, competition. But there's another really important purpose that I'm pretty passionate about that the Long Bridge Swim does. And what's that?
Well, a dozen years ago, we started a swim lessons program, water safety and swim lessons program. It became clear that many, many people didn't learn how to swim in Bonner County. And it was really hard to get a sense for how many people this was affecting, but it was clear to me that we really needed to step in and kind of own this problem. So we started out pretty small, found a number of third grade teachers who were interested in bringing their kids' classes over for this 3-day water safety program that we developed. Mike Brosnahan helped us a great deal over at SWAC. And we've developed that, and at this point, we have most years, we have most of the third grade classes, most of the elementary schools participating, as well as the Waldorf School and some of the other schools in town. And our goal is to have no child get past third grade without learning how to swim. We have all the special ed kids participating in the district. We have about 1,000 children a year in the program, and then we touch them again in seventh grade. We bring them back in seventh grade. That's both a refresher. And if we've had kids who we missed in third grade or new families who have moved here, they get an opportunity to do that course again. So it's, I think, really been a very effective program. I can't tell you how many people I see who will tell me that, you know, their kid's now on the swim team and they learned how to swim, you know, got interested in swimming during that program in third grade. So we know we're having a significant effect. Added a dozen years now, so we've gone through a full cycle. You know, we have, you know, kids who have learned how to swim, starting in third grade, they're now in college. So it's really been successful. We still have work to do. There's still kids we don't touch, but that's a really big focus. We're now a year-round organization, very dedicated. group of people who are running our swimming program in concert now with the YMCA. That's the principal purpose. We raise money. That's my biggest job with the swim, is to raise funds to support that program.
And you may have said this early on, but how many kids have gotten the how many kids every year go through?
It's about 1,000.
So 1,000. But how about the, because then you said that's a bit of a screener. I remember you said that you kind of screen, you figure out, you do a fun day where the kids get a fun day of going to swim.
Well, they come for 3 days. All the kids come for 3 days, and we do this water safety program. Mm-hmm. We also use that as a screening mechanism to figure out who doesn't know how to swim or swim well enough, and then we bring those kids back for the regular YMCA lessons program and or direct them to the Department of Parks and Rec, City Department of Parks and Rec program at City Beach in the summertime.
Right. So you're teaching them water safety, but you're also figuring out who doesn't know how to swim, and then you're targeting those kids and offering them, pointing them. And my understanding, you offer scholarships for those programs.
We scholarship. And same thing with the Long Bridge Swim. Anyone who can't afford to participate in the swim or to participate in swim lessons, we scholarship them.
So really incredible. So any kid that goes through the schools here in Sandpoint should really be touching them, so to speak. Like, they should be screened and get the water safety. So that's a huge thing for me. There's a lot of water around here, a lot of lakes, rivers, creeks, and super. We've talked about this in previous years, but you know, when you hear of a kid drowning, it's just heartbreaking because it's preventable for the most part.
Well, and that's what motivated me. There were two kids who drowned in 2009, one in Moi and another at Spirit Lake. Two high school athletes who drowned. Each were with other friends, both non-swimmers. They were standout athletes, but they drowned. And their friends didn't know what to do to help them, and they drowned because they didn't know how to swim. That's unacceptable to me, and that's what motivated me to get this going.
So really incredible work you do there. So not only is it a fun event, you know, that you can swim and watch people swim, but you're also doing a really important, truly life-saving work of screening these kids and getting swimming lessons.
And Soren, we've got great support for this, not just our volunteers, which we're talking about, but our sponsors have just, and you know, you're a sponsor and you've been a sponsor for years, but most of our sponsors from the first year that we asked for their help, you know, now a dozen years ago, come back year after year. I don't even have to ask most of them. The check just shows up. It's really pretty easy to ask people to support learning how to swim, and people have been great about that for many, many years now.
Right, because you point out most of the fun, when you pay your fee to join the Long Bridge Swim, that covers the physical expenses of...
That's right. Registration covers the cost of the swim, and then any sponsorship dollars go 100% to supporting our swim lessons program, and then other related things that we do to support swimming, like replacing the pilings at Dog Beach. We did that a number of years ago. We also scholarship kids to be on the swim team. We scholarship swim lessons directly. So the things that we do to support swimming in our community, come out of the fundraising that we do.
Right. And I was going to tease you on this, but you have a day job.
Sure.
And so you're 100% volunteer, the whole team. So none of you guys are, you know.
Nobody's compensated, in it, which is just great. We're the... You're really the only large event like this, you know, in the region that I know of that has no compensated staff. It's really fun to be able to pull this off. I made the mistake a couple of years ago of suggesting to the volunteer team leaders that maybe it was time that we hired somebody to at least coordinate scheduling lessons and so on. They almost threw me out. I mean, they wouldn't hear of it. They want to stay all volunteer.
Yeah, and it's just incredible the, you know, passion, energy that these people put into into this and for really protecting the kids.
It's fun. They're so engaged. And we've got 10 department chairs who own their areas, whether it's registration, logistics, safety, food, medical, communications, insurance, transportation, t-shirts. I mean, they really all own their areas. The swim lessons instruction itself. I really don't have to get involved in any of those areas. No micromanaging. I just really knit the thing together and stay out of the way, Soren. It's really a great group of people. We have no ego conflicts. We just have fun putting this on year after year. It's really a great group of people.
And love hearing that. And just let's just talk about it. If somebody's an okay swimmer but not the greatest, can they do the Long Bridge Swim?
Well, that's about that's the question that about 100 people ask each year when they show up, because we have, you know, a couple hundred competitive people who start in the water. We have a couple hundred people who have done this before. It's something they enjoy doing each year. And many of those are people who come from all over the place. You know, they want to do it again. And then we have probably about 100 people for whom this is the first time. And they really don't know if they can do it. If they have done some kind of training and are comfortable in the water, that's just as important as the training, in my opinion. There's a very good chance they'll do it. We're very well set up. Our safety mechanism is really sophisticated. We have about 90 people in safety kayaks. We have at least a dozen people acting as spotters up on the bridge. So if a swim cap goes underwater, they're raising a flag and directing a kayak in. We've got the Sheriff's Marine Division out there, including a fully suited up dive team ready to go in to help if we need it. Bonner General staffs a medical tent for us at Dog Beach at the finish. We have an ambulance standing by. Sheriff's Department helps with communications. I mean, it's a really complex machine. There's about 180 people dedicated to safety alone for 700 plus swimmers. And we also support a lot of special needs people. Mm-hmm. We have had people with multiple sclerosis, polio, deaf, blind, paraplegic, morbidly obese swimmers. I mean, it's really fun to support people. And they generally call ahead and ask, can we help them? As well as very young swimmers. You know, we've had a fair number of 6, 7, 8 year olds.
So 6 year olds have swum, yes, 1. Have done 7 the, miles.
And this year, Chuck Milton's coming back. Chuck did the swim 2 years ago at age 90, was mightily disappointed that he didn't get to do it last year because he'd trained. He wanted to knock 15 minutes off his time. Wow. But he's back this year at 92. He did the swim in an hour and a half last year, 2 years ago, and I bet he'll do it in less time this year.
92 years old.
He and my daughter, he was the oldest swimmer 2 years ago at 90. My daughter happened to be the youngest that year at 90. So when the Bee was doing the article, which they entitled From 9 to 90, she remarked, Chuck, do you know you're exactly 10 times as old as me? You know, she was in third grade. They're doing their times tables. So, but they're thick as thieves. They're for good friends now. But he's a physical specimen. I mean, he's got the physique of a fit 60-something. And, I mean, he's remarkable. So he's was our oldest swimmer 2 years ago. We'd never had a nonagenarian before. We'd had many octogenarians.
Right.
But he's our oldest. And, in fact, I just had a trainer call me from Coeur d'Alene last week who's been training an 83-year-old woman to do the swim. And he called to ask about logistics for her. And she's very excited. So it's neat.
I love it. So from what I gathered last time, you said it's difficult, but if you're comfortable in open water and you're in reasonably good shape, you can do it. And even if you attempt and something happens, you have kayakers in the water that can pull you out, boats standing by, sheriff's department. So Right. It's not like you're...
No, you're not by yourself. And if you get cold or tired or a little both, you can put a hand on a kayak. All the kayakers have snacks, water. You can rest, and they'll give you reassurance. So it's a really safe, comfortable environment. We pull about the same number of people each year for those reasons, cold, tired. It's about 20 people. Mm-hmm. And that's been static. When I first did the swim, there were under 300 people over 20 years ago. We now have over 700 most years. And it's curious. That number hasn't gone up. It's about 20 people that we, you know, give an assist to.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thank you so much for the volunteer work and all the hours you put in to really, with 180 volunteers, you said 180
people. Was that 250 people on race day with registration and safety and logistics helping out with this.
So it's a huge thing. And you guys really have it down to a science, the safety part of it. And then on the other end, you're doing incredible work of supporting young people and learning how to swim and getting them excited about, you know, a wonderful, healthy habit that they can have of competitive swimming. So one more time, go ahead and give the info for if people want to join.
Sure. Well, the event is Saturday, August 7th. The horn will go off at 9 a.m. precisely at the south end of the bridge. Registration online ends on Thursday, August 5th. Last chance to register will be on-site at registration at the high school late in the afternoon of Friday, August 6th, and there is a required safety meeting at the high school on Saturday morning, race day, August 7th, 8 a.m., and we then bus participants over to the race start. So it's essential that people are there for that safety meeting and then get bussed over. Logistically, that's the best way to do it.
Love it. Jim, thank you so much for coming again. And, oh, by the way, if corporate sponsors are interested, they could probably go to the website.
That's right.
As well, and support kids, you know, swim lessons here. So, Jim, thank you again for coming on. Appreciate it.
Soren, thanks for having us.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Outdoor Experience, Sandpoint's outdoor enthusiasts, celebrating 35 years in downtown Sandpoint. They are now renting kayaks, SUPs, bikes, and e-bikes from their First Avenue storefront.
Le Chic Boutique on Main Street offers the most unique gifts, clothing, cards, jewelry, tableware, and much more. Supporting independent artist products that are unique to the area and one of a kind to you.
Do you have slow, unreliable internet? Intermax brings wireless internet and fiber to families throughout all of North Idaho. But our specialty is bringing a mountain of internet to homes that have challenges finding high-speed internet. Intermax offers internet packages starting at $65 a month. And right now, there are emergency grants available for those who qualify. You only pay $25 a month. Call and ask for Jamie, and your installation will be free.
Call Intermax Networks today for a mountain of high-speed internet, locally owned and operated. IntermaxNetworks.com.
We've all had something we dreamed about doing, but never quite had the time to accomplish. Like competitive duck herding, human puppeteering, or exotic balloon animal art. Well, now with Northern Quest's life-changing $200,000 carefree cash payday, you can live just about any dream you dream up. Or finally move out of your mom's basement. That's your call. But I know what I'd do. Come on, fellas, let's beat it. See details at northernquest.com. Everyone has something they've dreamed about doing but never had the time or money to make happen. Like tie-dyeing poodles for sport, becoming a harmonica tuner, or a bologna sommelier. But now, with the life-changing $200,000 carefree cash payday at Northern Quest, you could live whatever dream you dream up. Or just pay off the family car. Either way, I know what I'd do. See details at northernquest.com.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Soren, and now I'm joined in the studio by Ashley Holden, whom we've had on a number of times. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure being here. I feel like I'm a regular now.
You're regular. Well, it's been a lot of fun. You've got a, you're just a natural, bubbly.
Thanks.
Person, and you love people. So, tell us about what you're doing. This event you've got, this Cave on Comedy.
So this is a huge event that I'd like for Sandpoint to really take advantage of. We are fundraising for Kinderhaven, a local charity here. They're a foster group home for kids that need emergency shelter or that are in crisis. And COVID kind of stopped things for them as far as proceeds and donations. So why not be a community leader and kind of pick up where we left off and help these folks out? So we're doing a comedy show. We're bringing in a I would say he's pretty getting pretty famous comedian here to Sandpoint. He's from LA, and I'm super excited about it.
Yeah. So just back up. So how did you get this idea and how did Idaho Pain Clinic get involved?
So it's actually something, this is someone that Dr. I would talk about all the time. I mean, in between injections, he's like, have you guys seen this guy? And we're like, who is this guy? What are you talking about? So he's just been kind of feeding us this guy's material and we think he's pretty funny. We like dry comedy, you know, and this guy's super relatable. So I'm like, you know, actually, Doctor, I thought it was a good idea to bring him in for a staff like Christmas party or mid-year kind of, you know, culture event. And I'm like, you know, why not make this a little bigger? Let's really grab this bull by the horns and let's just do a benefit for a local charity. There's so many needs in the community. We need to really amp this up.
So I really give you the credit for it. I thought he was hilarious and I thought it'd be really fun to do it for a staff party and good for morale. But you came up with the idea of saying, hey, why don't we raise funds for a really good cause and share it kind of with the community and have a lot of fun with it. So what is the date of the event?
So this event is going to be held on August the 4th. That's at Sandpoint Business and Event Center here on Euclid. And it's at 7 p.m.
So 7 p.m. August 4th, and
it's a Wednesday, so it's going to kickstart the Festival of Sandpoint. Let's spearhead this thing and just go full force.
Yeah, so we said it before, and just a few funny things. Tell us a little bit more about Kayvon. I know he did MTV Disaster Date.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been on MTV Disaster Date. He's been seen on Netflix, NBC's Last Comic Standing, Dry Bar Comedy. So this guy's, he knows his stuff, and I'm really hoping he can read the audience in Sandpoint, and we'll see what kind of stuff he can come up with.
We'll see on how he does.
Yeah.
I found him hilarious. Like that Disaster Date, he is hilarious, because that's all improv, really.
Right. Anytime you can just, you know, improv and kind of have like a mission and you can just do things impromptu like that and hold your character, you got to be pretty funny. So he's pretty good.
So I think he'll be hilarious. And one other thing that was really important to me, I think he's clean.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be, you know,
yeah, I think no vulgarity. It's going to be clean, good old fashioned comedy. So
just making people laugh.
Yeah.
And by the way, laughter is the best medicine.
It is.
Right?
We laugh all the time.
So. Well, I joke with people. Sometimes things happen in life where you got a choice of either crying or laughing. So I always choose laughing, right?
Always choose laughing. Yeah. So this is a no-brainer. Everyone come out and support. The Idaho Pain Clinic is in full support of this, and we're just going to make the best of this evening.
Yeah. And if they want to go, where do they go online to if they're interested in tickets or more info?
So there's two places you can go to purchase tickets online. You can go to our website at idahopainclinic.com. You'll see it posted everywhere on there. That's actually idahopainclinic.com/Kayvon. Or you can download the Eventbrite app. The location is going to be in Sandpoint, and you should see it right there. Kayvon Comedy Show.
Yeah, and it's K-V-O-N, I think.
K-V-O-N, yep.
Yeah, Kayvon Comedy.
Yep.
And he calls himself the most famous half-Persian.
Half-Persian. I don't even think I've met any Persians. So this should be pretty good.
Well, I grew up in Orange County and went to UC Irvine. I went to school with a lot of Persians, so it's funny. He's half Persian. His dad is full Persian. So
okay.
That was even twice as funny to me here.
I don't even think I've eaten Persian food. So.
Oh, you're missing out. You'll have to. But you probably have to go to LA for that.
Yeah. No time soon. California's getting too crazy.
So let's talk about the cause you're doing this for, Kinderhaven. So what is Kinderhaven?
So I actually had the pleasure to go and tour their building, Kinderhaven. They take in kids that have all kinds of issues, you know, that have been in foster care, have gone from foster home to foster home, parents that aren't able to take care of them due to any unforeseen circumstances. They just take in the kids that need the help. They do all kinds of things with these kids. I mean, there's a huge need. They take them to their medical visits for the teenage girls that need, you know, women's health care. They make sure that they take care of those things. They feed them. They take them on field trips. school. These kids, the older ones, even go to work, you know. So a huge need that they have is transportation right now before the winter. As everyone knows, the winters here in Idaho can be harsh sometimes, especially changing out your snow tires and whatnot. So they need some new vans and some new transportation. That's a huge need. And we're hoping to raise enough money to help them achieve that goal that they have. They had a family of five siblings there at one time, you know, and there's such a shortage of foster parents that this is something that we can't overlook.
So incredible work that they do.
Oh, yeah.
And my understanding is their percentage of funding from the federal government or state is...
Yeah, it's only 15%. So 85% of what they get comes from our community. And that's a huge number, you know, so it really takes the community to rally together to help them out. And I mean, our youth and our kids are the future. So if we want to build up Sandpoint to be what it should be and what it can be, then we need to all pitch in and have a hand in it.
Right. And these are all local kids. Is that right?
These are all local kids.
So the kids, if unfortunately there's a legal problem or a physical problem or harm to the kids,
Kinderhaven takes them in. And shout out to Jennifer Plummer. She's the executive director of Kinderhaven. And I believe, I can't remember their names, forgive me. But there are two other women there that help, and they have a full staff. I mean, it's really a home, kitchen, living room, backyard. They have rooms for the kids so they can set it up and be at home. So they really do their best to make these kids feel at home.
Yeah. So how did you choose Kinderhaven?
You know, sometimes when you want to be a partner in the community, you kind of need to think about the need of the community. And sometimes I think that the children are overlooked. There's always huge needs, you know, like veteran help and, you know, homelessness. But I think that in order for Sandpoint to be the best, we need to start at the root, which is the kids. We need to help educate and just provide whatever need there is. So Kinderhaven is a well-known charity here in the community. And I was like, man, COVID really put a stop to their need. So we wanted to provide, and I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah. So, you know, I just so much admire and respect you for coming up, you know, with this idea and making it a fun event, again, like the Longbird Swim. You know, fun event, but that has a really important
cause behind it.
Yeah. So tell us anything else you want to say about the benefit.
I think the most important thing is just for everyone to really be passionate about the cause and who it supports, you know, and I think that there's nothing greater than the community to get together and unite and support something that really will mean a lot. And, you know, we'll see the return in the future by helping out these kids, and hopefully they see that and they make a difference in the future.
Yeah. Any other people behind you helping you? I know some of the people in Rotary have been a big help, and you've been really pumped up by...
Rotary has been a huge help as far as helping me with contacts. I'm a Rotarian of Sandpoint, so Ken Wood, David Keys, and there's a whole bunch of other guys that have been super supportive. Bill Davis of the Daily Bee has been super supportive. And I mean, there's been Aspire Institute. There's a lot of companies in the community that have gotten behind this, and I'm super duper thankful for all of them.
Mm-hmm. And I know since we've brought you on, you're very community focused. So tell us about some of the other charities Idaho Pain Clinic is helping.
So CHAFE 150 is another charity that the Idaho Pain Clinic helps to sponsor. Actually, coincidentally, Mel Dick, who is kind of like the head guy for that thing, the Idaho Pain Clinic actually helped him to complete the CHAFE 150 by giving him a PRP. I think it was a PRP. And, you know, he kind of returned back to health, and he's probably one of our biggest success stories, I think. It's something we truly believe in, sponsoring the CHAFE 150, because we can help these guys get back to good health so that they can ride their bikes and, you know, chase their dreams. So there's CHAFE 150, the Longbridge Swim we're also in support of. And actually our newest venture is we sponsored five kids in Africa to be able to go to school. They call it university, so that they can learn a trade and get an education to graduate to be able to help their families. And they're actually in a refugee school, I believe it is, right? Yeah, so that's a huge venture we've taken on. And, you know, we get to communicate with the kids and they write us letters. So it's legit and it makes us feel good.
Yeah, so those are, my understanding, those are five kids from Africa that were victims of the Rwanda genocide. So a lot of kids got displaced. So they ended up in these they ended up in these refugee camps, which is really terrible conditions and, you know, girls getting raped and just unsafe. Not much future for those kids.
Right.
And so Impact Hope is the name of the charity.
Yeah.
They take these kids and they put them in a Christian school and they get them, you know, three meals a day in a safe environment. And then if they complete that, they can go to a trade school or they can go on to college. And a lot of those kids are going to college.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, you read these letters that they've written us and it's so heartfelt. And you really feel like you just want to give them a hug and send them care packages on a monthly basis. Cause you know, we're so fortunate here in America. And I think sometimes the day-to-day things that we're able to do, like turn the lights on, flush the toilet, we can go in the fridge and there's cold, you know, the fridge is cold, there's food in there. We can have water to drink. They don't have those advantages. So we're grateful to be able to have the opportunity to help them out.
Awesome. Well, Ashley, we got to take a break now, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what you're doing there at Idaho Pain Clinic.
Awesome.
Is your dog recovering from an injury or maybe needs to work on weight loss or maybe it's slowing down in their senior years? Hi, this is Abby from Pondere Veterinary Service. I have recently joined the Pondere Vet team and we are happy to announce the addition of canine rehabilitation to our list of services. Rehab can greatly improve your dog's quality of life and mobility. If you would like to see your pup getting around better, call Pondere Veterinary Service for more information at 208-263-2145.
Summer in Idaho means getting outside and doing the things we love. Whether hiking, boating, fishing, there are countless ways to recreate in Idaho. When you go, it's important to treat the land, water, wildlife, and other people with respect. Remember to plan ahead, pack out all your trash, and always put campfires dead out. By following these steps, you help keep the Idaho outdoors a place for all to enjoy. Learn more at recreate.idaho.gov.
Sweet Lou's is the place for summertime dining. Enjoy the patio seating at the Coeur d'Alene location and try the new menu items. There's the refreshing seared ahi salad, spicy shrimp tacos, and the bison burger with Havarti cheese. All so good. And Sweet Lou's is also a great place to work with great pay and health benefits available. Apply online today at sweetlouisidaho.com. On Front Avenue in Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Pondere. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
Shiloh Inns are open and ready to welcome you back. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. While we practice social distancing, we're still always committed to providing clean, safe, comfortable rooms and friendly service. Shiloh hotel guests and employees deserve the peace of mind knowing that we are always focused on maintaining high standards of cleaning and safety practices. Our American spirit is alive and strong. And while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Although we may wear face masks, there are no restrictions on still making travel memories for business or pleasure. So book your next stay with confidence by calling 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Since Woods Hay and Grain opened their doors in 2013, they continue to provide quality livestock feed for the community. Simple and locally grown ingredients has customers coming back for more while creating new feeds like their Rabbit Grower Pellet and Maintenir Pellet. Whether you ferment, use loose grains, pellets, or crumbles, Woods Hay and Grain has something for your livestock. Visit them online or stop by their feed store just 5 miles north of Pondere on Highway 95.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Well, welcome back. We're live here with Ashley Holden from Idaho Pain Clinic. And Ashley, how long have you been with the Idaho Pain Clinic?
I've been with June 29th just hit 1 year, and it feels like time has flown by, and I have so much to do. But I've gotten a lot accomplished in a year, I think. So, yeah, it's been a year.
And what's your What have you loved most about your job?
It's actually funny you say that. So I was in Super One. It was just National Ice Cream Day that just passed. And I was in Super One getting ice cream for the staff because why not? It's hot anyway. And Steve Furin, the general manager of the store, he looked at me. He's like, "You have like the best job." And I'm like, "You know, yeah, I do, because I'm at Super One buying ice cream for staff, and not a lot of people can do that." Building morale, keeping the culture positive and happy is such a great opportunity at any job. And to be able to focus on that and bettering our community by providing hope for pain is like a dream job. So I think that's the thing I enjoy the most about it.
And I mean, you've had your own journey, as we've talked about other times, but unfortunately, you've gone through cancer while you were pregnant. You got diagnosed. So you've really, one thing I really admire and appreciate about you is you are such a positive person. And
I try to be.
Well, few people can go through what you've been through and still be smiling and positive every day. But, you know, I watched you kind of go through a lot of that and, you know, even losing your hair.
Yeah, I had a lot of hair. Not anymore.
But still, the way you've been able to be so positive, and I think that's really put a passion in you for helping and you know, providing hope.
It's easy to be an advocate, you know, for hope from pain when you've gone through it personally. So I think I'm the perfect fit.
You are. And you've done a lot of marketing. So what's it like interacting with providers here in Sandpoint?
These local providers, they work super hard. And it's really great to be on the front line and see what they deal with on a day-to-day basis, the variety of patients that they see from young to old. And it's really nice to interact with them and see their different personalities and actually, you know, build a rapport and have a relationship with them and offer services that can help their patients. So I love working with the providers of Sandpoint, and it extends all the way out to Spokane, which is a huge market out there. There's a ton of providers and doctors. And then, you know, St. Mary's, Bonner's Ferry. So yeah, it's a fun job.
And what services do you think are most needed in our community?
I think that with seeing referrals, you know, to the pain clinic, a lot of people could benefit from spinal cord stimulators. There's a doctor I'm super passionate about health, you know, and like diabetes and osteoporosis. So when service we offer from osteoporosis is kyphoplasty. You know, you have those compression fractures in the spine that Dr. I actually is pretty immaculate in the OR with these kyphoplasties. And we do such a great job of delivering a quality service that people really benefit from. And we have a ton of success stories from people going right back to work 2 weeks after their kypho. So I think that's a huge need in the community.
And just to clarify, so a kyphoplasty is what's done when somebody has a vertebral compression fracture. Mm-hmm. So as all of us get older, your bones get softer. So if you have a fall, sometimes it doesn't even take a big, you know, accident when you're older, when your bones are soft. And so you'll get a compression fracture where you'll lose height, and sometimes that can be tremendously painful. So what you do in that situation is put a needle into the bone and then expand a balloon and put the height back, and then you fill it in with cement. So
yeah, and I've been honored to watch your magic a few times live in person. And it's really the most rewarding afterwards when they come in, you know, they're wheeled in a wheelchair, and then they leave and they're literally standing and they're crying because they don't feel pain. And that's awesome to witness.
Well, those are fun because you get like an instant reward. Yeah. Not everything we do you get an instant reward,
right.
But those, if that's a source of pain, you've just fixed it. And so, you know, the bone is hardened by the time they leave the operating room.
Immediately.
So, any other services you wanted to talk about?
Vertiflex is probably, I think, second, and it's so new. Not a lot of people know about it. And you can agree, the patient that usually could benefit from a Vertiflex procedure are the ones that are kind of hunched over, and that gives them a little bit of release because they have that space in their spinous process, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a term I learned since working here. it offers kind of immediate relief too, you know, to the patient. We're giving them that extra bit of space in their spine to be able to relieve the pressure off the nerve.
That's right. So for people with spinal stenosis, mild to moderate. If they have severe, they may need surgery, but this is kind of a minimally invasive surgery that can be done right in the surgery center in about half an hour, where you put a spacer in between the spinous processes. So again, it's like putting a little wedge to separate the spinous processes, and it almost mimics, like, if you people get pain relief when they lean forward, well, this kind of mimics that, because when you lean forward, you're separating those spinous processes.
Right.
So it's like putting a little spacer, so you always have that extra space there.
So I think, you know, those two things are probably the most needed. And of course, there's always the opiate crisis that's going on right now. And I think the Idaho Pain Clinic are the most qualified to help this epidemic. And we, you know, we have Dr. Spirescu and other providers that are very knowledgeable in how to wean people off of their medications and use our interventional pain remedies to help get them back to a full life. And I think that's super duper important right now.
That's right. So, and I know we've been super passionate about giving people hope and providing them with the tools. We do opiate management of narcotics, but we really try to minimize that and to use every tool possible to minimize the need for opiates and really increase functionality, because I think it really comes down to functionality. It's not just about whether your pain's a 5 or a 7 or a 9, because those are very subjective, because, you know.
And I mean, simple things like, you know, people aren't able to sleep or they have to sleep a certain way and they've done it for 5 years. And it's like, we have the tools to be able to fix that. So if anyone out there has some issues like that, come see us, because Dr. Spirescu is super passionate about helping people get back to sleeping well at night and getting out and gardening, you know, going for walks with your dogs or your kids or your grandkids. These are things we can help with.
Yeah. And that's probably the most rewarding, I think, is when you see, you know, people have different goals, like, oh, I want to go to my grandkids' wedding or graduation or some sort of anniversary dream cruise or dream vacation they've had. But then they have physical issues that kind of prevent them from.
So we've witnessed and we have those success stories, and that's what kind of keeps our fire burning to help everybody out.
Yeah. Ashley, as we're coming down the last couple of minutes here, you've brought so much energy and positivity to this that I love having you on the radio, because you just kind of exude that. But let's just give a final kind of shout out for this Cave On Comedy event. Go ahead and tell us quickly what that is and the time and location, where to get tickets.
All right. So if you've missed it, the Idaho Pain Clinic is hosting a fundraiser benefit for Kinderhaven, which is a local foster group home for kids that need emergency shelter, kids that are in crisis. And COVID kind of put a stop to their community proceeds. So we want to spearhead that this year by having a stand-up comedy show. And we are going to bring in a comedian from LA. He's going to be hilarious. You can purchase tickets on our website, theidahopainclinic.com. And they're $35 a ticket. All proceeds go to Kinderhaven. And that's going to be August the 4th at 7 p.m. at the Sandpoint Event Center.
Yeah. So we're trying, all that money is going to go straight to Kinderhaven. So nobody's making any money or profit off this. Ashley, thank you again so much for doing this. Again, like you said, more info, idahopainclinic.com. And then you can type that in and go to /Cave On Comedy.
Yep.
And you'll find it on there. You can search for him on YouTube, Cave On Comedy, and just get a glimpse of what he does. But Ashley, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a lot of fun, and look forward to seeing you at this event on August 4th at the Sandpoint Event Center.
Yep, 7 p.m.
All right. Thank you.